First, in response to President Trump's tough immigration policies, Democrats, protesters, and even some federal agents are calling for an end to the government agency known as ICE. That stands for Immigration and Customs Enforcement, which falls under the Department of Homeland Security.
Among those who want to see ICE abolished is Wisconsin Congressman Mark Pocan. He told Fox News last week that the agency has lost its way under the Trump administration.
What you're supposed to do is go after people who pose a real threat. It was created after 9/11 with the main focus being around people who might have terrorist activity. Now we're going after people with a traffic violation at a church or at a workplace. That doesn't make any sense.
Pocan has introduced a bill that would dismantle ICE. It would also set up a committee to advise Congress on how to implement a, quote, humane immigration enforcement system.
But what exactly is ICE? What does it do? What doesn't it do? And what about this push to do away with it?
Ron Nixon is the Homeland Security correspondent for The New York Times. He covers border and aviation security, immigration, transnational crime, and other security issues. Ron, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Well, before we get to the calls to get rid of ICE, can you give us a brief history lesson on the agency? What was its purpose when it was created in 2003?
Right. So ICE is a combination of two agencies that no longer exist, the U.S. Customs Service and Immigration and Naturalization Service. The two agencies, one, the Customs Service fell under the Treasury Department. They did smuggling, long-term investigations. If the listeners saw the movie The Infiltrator, that was the Customs Service. The INS, which is under the Justice Department, did a number of things, including rounding up people who were in the country illegally, detaining them, and deporting them. Very different missions, but the two pieces were put together under the agency that we now call ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement.
So ICE itself is made up of three different offices, the most well-known being Enforcement and Removal Operations. What happens there?
Enforcement and Removal Operations is the part of ICE that, as you noted, that is most known to the general public. It is the agency, the division, rather, that goes and looks for, you know, those folks who are in the country illegally, detains them, and then begins the process of deporting them. There have been various ways that they've done that over time. In the previous administration, the priority was on deporting people who had, criminal records, not so much just generally going after people for, as the congressman said, who, you know, maybe had a speeding ticket or something else that was a minor offense. And under the Trump administration, it changed that priority and said that, you know, everyone who's in the country illegally is now fair game.
We'll go back to enforcement and removal in a moment, but I want to quickly talk about the other two offices so we get an idea of the scope of ICE as a whole. Can you tell us about Homeland Security Investigations?
The Homeland Security Investigations has about 8,000 people in it, and they do long, deep transnational investigations into things like drug smuggling and cybercrime and child pornography. It's similar to what you would see from the FBI or from ATF or from DEA. But traditionally, what the U.S. Customs Office had done over you know, its life cycle. And so HSI is about 6,000 special agents who they go undercover. They do, you know, the same thing that special agents at, like, at an agency like the FBI with different authorities, but just think of it in terms of that kind of thing. And because of the FBI sort of shifting its focus after 9/11 to deal more with counterterrorism, a lot of the taking on organized crime has been taken on by Homeland Security Investigations.
And then the smallest ICE office is the Office of the Principal Legal Advisor. Can you briefly tell us what their scope is?
Right. So these are the lawyers at ICE, and they both serve the side that does the detentions and deportation. They also provide legal advice for Homeland Security investigations. They also represent the Department of Homeland Security in immigration court. So essentially, they are the attorneys for the agency.
We're talking with Ron Nixon. He's the Homeland Security correspondent for the New York Times. He covers border security and other security issues. And we're talking about ICE, what it does, what it doesn't, and calls for its abolition. And one of the things that I think has been a big misunderstanding in this current debate about immigration, especially separation at the border, is a lot of people think that it's ICE that's separating those families. But that's not correct, right, Ron?
That's correct that it's incorrect. There are the agency that is doing that is also within the Department of Homeland Security, but that is Customs and Border Protection, which is the parent agency of the Border Patrol, among other things. So two different agencies, two different missions, but there has been a lot of conflating Customs and Border Protection, CBP, with ICE. I was somewhere... escapes me at the moment. I've been traveling a lot. But there were people who were, you know, protesting and saying abolish ICE, but they were actually at a Customs and Border Protection facility.
Well, and even more confusing might be that just recently a high-ranking official with the Border Patrol was named by President Trump to be the acting director of ICE after the director before him retired. Can you tell us a little bit about that new head of ICE?
Yes, this is the new acting director of ICE is Ron Vitello's, longtime Border Patrol agent. He was the assistant deputy commissioner at the Customs and Border Protection, who, again, he has been with the Border Patrol for years. Brings, I think, a different posture to the agency than the previous director who sort of took a very hard-line stance and echoed a lot of the rhetoric from the president. Mr. Vitello is a little bit more politically savvy than that, so I don't think you'll hear the same kind of rhetoric that you heard from the previous director there.
Well, and if either Mr. Vitello or another person would be nominated to be the new full-time director, that person would need to be approved by the Senate. Given so much attention being focused on ICE lately, especially with these calls to abolish the agency that we'll get into more, what might that confirmation process look like?
I think it'll be a tough confirmation process. I think it's one of the reasons that it never went that far with Mr. Holman. He was nominated, but they never really pushed his confirmation to the Senate. I think even though Mr. Vitello, again, brings a different posture, a different attitude to the agency, I think it would be a very tough confirmation given the climate and given the rhetoric around abolishing ICE.
So we did hear from Congressman Mark Pocan of Wisconsin at the top of this segment saying that ICE ought to worry more about potential terrorists than raiding churches for traffic violators. Are other Democrats also saying the same thing, or do they have other reasons for saying that ICE should be abolished or at the very least seriously restructured?
I think that's sort of generally what you hear, that it has gotten away from it. From its mission, but I would disagree that it has gotten away from its mission, because that's really, there are two missions within ICE, and so to say that it has gotten away from its mission, I think doesn't really get to the fact that the part of ICE that's now called ERO, or Enforcement Removal Operations, that's always been its job. That has not changed. It's been a question of priorities. Like, who do they prioritize? Do they prioritize, the grandma who has too much tint on her window and gets pulled over by the cops, or do they prioritize, the gang member or the drug cartel, the smugglers? But that has nothing to do with Homeland Security investigations. They are still doing those things, like going after, threats to national security. They're still going after drug traffickers. They're still going after child pornographers. So that ICE hasn't gotten away from that mission. It's just that the two sides of it do very different things.
It's been reported that there are, in fact, ICE agents who are also advocating for getting rid of the agency. What is their position?
So this is long running. This is not something that just happened a few weeks ago. When the agency was created, the people who are from the Customs Service, you know, they didn't like the fact that they were being subsumed by this agency that had immigration in its title, because that's not what they did. You know, again, these were guys who took on, you know, big drug cases and gun runners and you know, infiltrated drug cartels. That's what they did. And so they felt like the mission was kind of muddled, which in some ways it is, because people don't really understand what ICE actually does. And so their thing is that it should be split into two. So the executive removal, enforcement removal operations should be its own agency, and Homeland Security Investigations should be its own agency. And they should not be under the same umbrella as ICE, because they have very distinct missions.
We're talking about the push to abolish the agency known as ICE, or the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Ron Nixon is the Homeland Security correspondent for the New York Times. He's helping us understand the calls by Democrats, protesters, and even some federal agents to dismantle the agency.
And we want to hear from you at 800-642-1234. Would you like to see ICE be scrapped? If so, what should replace it? Or should this agency be supported? Maybe you think it shouldn't be abolished, but it needs some serious changes. If so, what does that look like to you? Give us a call now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page.
We'll continue the conversation in just a bit. Stay with us here on Central Time.
We're continuing our discussion with New York Times Homeland Security correspondent Ron Nixon on ICE, shorthand for Immigration and Customs Enforcement, and the future of the agency.
What do you think? Is it time to abolish ICE? Has the agency lost its way? If ICE is gone, what should be put in its place? Or do you support the tougher enforcement measures it's taking? You can give us a call at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or you can post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. And Ron, you know, there are these calls to abolish ICE. Are those opponents of the agency as it stands now proposing something in its place?
I think that there's been a number of things that have been thrown out. One is that you would take the parts of it and put it within the Justice Department, which, again, that's where it was before, under INS, Immigration Naturalization Service, which was, at the Justice Department. And it would also be under the watchful eye of the Attorney General, Jeff Sessions, who is the architect of a lot of the Trump administration's immigration policies. So that would seem to defeat the purpose of why they tried to reform the agency or put it somewhere else where it would be better run. There are a number of things out there. Some people are saying it should just be gotten rid of altogether. Others are saying, well, it just needs to be reformed. There's no one particular thing on what should be done with the agency, but I would just add that there has always been some type of agency that has done detentions and deportations, and it's not new. I think this what's new here is the size of ICE and its detention and deportation. Us now that is far larger than what you had under the Immigration and Naturalization Service.
Let's go to the phones, and Yordis is in Colfax. Hi, Yordis.
Hi. I just think that this can be a distraction to abolish ICE and have that a message. I think the message has to be continually put on Trump and his policies, which are they're asking ICE and the people in those agencies to do cruel, immoral, and un-American things to psychologically terrorize people that are just trying to migrate in this country, either to get asylum or to come in illegally. This is a sick way to discourage migration, and it was a policy thought up by Stephen Miller and the Attorney General Jeff Sessions.
And thanks for that call, Yordas. And Ron, you know, Yordas is laying this squarely at the feet of President Trump. And, you know, I don't think he would actually take offense to that. In a speech at the Salute to Service dinner in West Virginia Tuesday, he called ICE agents tough cookies who are liberating towns from the gangs, including MS-13. And he said ICE isn't going anywhere.
Then I hear Democrats saying we want to abandon ICE. We want to abandon. We're not abandoning ICE, and we're not abandoning our law enforcement. Just the opposite.
And there is support for that position. Rick on Facebook wrote, ICE are the bravest people in America right now. Scott on Facebook also commented, ICE should be expanded in every state and doubled on our borders. How much support would you say there is out there for ICE as it is and what they're doing today?
I haven't really seen, you know, any numbers that show what the support is for or against ICE. I do know that you know, those sentiments do cut both ways. There are people who support the agency, and there are people who say that it has gone too far and it needs to be disbanded. I think that, you know, one of the things that's sort of lost in all of this is that it would take an act of Congress to do anything, whether it's reform or even to abolish the agency. And with Republicans being in control of the Congress right now, that hardly seems likely.
I want to go back to the congressional issue in a moment, but let's go back to the phones at 800-642-1234. And Don in Jackson is up. Hi, Don.
Hi there. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I am a conservative, and my wife and her immediate family immigrated to America legally in 1969. And so what I don't understand about this whole issue is that ICE is simply enforcing existing law. That's it. They're not making it up as they go. They're just enforcing existing law. And that we are a law, a land of law, and we need to follow the law. Now, if you don't like the law, fine. Lobby your congressman, get the law changed. I have no problem with that. But the point is that ICE should not be dismantled because they are simply enforcing the law. The past president said you can ignore this part of the law. Our president now says, yes, it's the law. We're going to enforce it. I don't see the issue.
All right. Well, thanks for that call, Don. And Ron, Don saying, you know, this is the law, and it's just making sure it gets followed.
Well, it is the law. I think the question is, how is the law followed? And under the Obama administration, they didn't ignore the law. They simply created a list of priorities, given the fact that there's limited budget and limited personnel to be able to deport, you know, an estimated 11 million people that are in the country who are undocumented. ICE simply does not have the personnel to be able to do that. So they created this priorities list to say, okay, well, these are the people that we are going to make our priority for deportation. Again, these were people who had extensive criminal records, gang members, drug dealers, and those kinds of folks. So it didn't ignore the law. It simply created priorities for who would be subject to deportation given the available resources.
We have some big midterm elections coming up in November, and Ron, obviously ICE and issues of immigration, the issue of family separation at the border, even though, as we have said, that is not actually ICE doing that. But these are huge hot button topics. A lot of members of Congress being up for reelection or challenging to get into Congress. How do you see these issues playing as candidates and sitting members of Congress try to appeal to their bases?
I think this is definitely going to be an issue in the midterms for both Republicans and Democrats. I think for Democrats that are in so-called red states, that they won't be inclined to push forward on this abolish ICE thing, I think they'll take a more nuanced stance and say, hey, it needs to be reformed but not abolished because you always need something like that. I think Democrats are in other areas, areas that tend to lean more liberal. It could be a winning issue. It remains to be seen, but I think for a lot of Republicans, they will definitely support the agency because you've seen the GOP saying, hey, you have open borders. As we've said, that's not what ICE does, but I think you'll hear that argument made that, well, if you don't support ICE, then you support open borders and criminals and gangs like MS-13, as the president mentioned in his speech.
Well, Ron, thanks so much for joining us. We really appreciate it.
Hey, thank you for having me.
Ron Nixon is the Homeland Security correspondent for the New York Times. We talked with him about what Immigration and Customs Enforcement does and why some Democrats want the agency abolished. And you can keep the conversation going on the Ideas Network Facebook page. A few people have already weighed in on whether they think I should stay or go. You can add your opinion as well. Again, that's the Ideas Network Facebook page.
Coming up tomorrow on Central Time, there was a time when the 4th of July was a holiday celebrated mostly by African Americans. We'll learn about that hidden history.
On Food Friday, we'll get some fresh takes on summer staples like burgers, pies, and lemonade.
And we'll look at the history of refrigeration. We tend to take it for granted now, but it's had a huge influence on human history and human culture.
All that and more coming up tomorrow at this time on Central Time.